Okay, so as we're gathering, I see that Sydney and Braden have also joined us. I really liked our discussion on case open routine in our entrepreneurship coaching session last week, and we really focused on rapport, position, benefit, proof. We didn't talk a whole lot about schedule the next event. Sydney had a positioning play that I thought was really good. Sixth dimension is helping me to create the best version of myself. Now, I'm not articulating that the way, Sydney, you did. Why don't you jump on and tell us that play, Sid?
Yeah, I just was thinking, sixth dimension helps. I do sixth dimension so I can be the best version of me.
I just really like that notion that we use sixth dimension to become the best version of ourselves. And I thought that was really profound. Another one that I would suggest that you think about, sixth dimension is about personal development, helping others, and creating wealth. And I like that one a lot. And Debbie, I think as we're talking about this EntreCon conference, that will be a good positioning play for that conference as well. So, look, as you think about the rapport, position, benefit, proof, we haven't really started, but let's see. It looks like my clock tells me a couple of minutes before we start. John, any thoughts that you have from your or Cammie? I've got you both there. From rapport, position, benefit, proof plays.
Well, first of all, Cammie's not here. She had to step out to a relief society thing she was involved
Okay.
with. So you just got me.
All right.
I actually was working through that the proof play the other night, and interesting enough, I wrote down my proof plays, and then I got through with it, and I got too excited about it, and I ended up going more than 12 words. So I apologize. I think I flunked that part. But anyway. I was just trying to write down the proof plays that I was trying to do for each of the levels of the five Ps, through the Maslow's hierarchy. So
I
I was trying to go
love
through,
it.
but I so I just wrote one for each one. I don't know if that's what you wanted us to do, but
Yeah,
I've got
that's exactly the right thing to do. And so make sure that as you're engaging that exercise, that you're capturing play ideas right within the Basecamp course, because that will really help people to be able to exchange, share ideas with one another. You'll get ideas from some, others will get ideas from you. And that will be a very useful thing for us to do. So, John, thank you. Excellent. Anybody else? Debbie, how deep are you into Basecamp course? And did your screen unfreeze? Maybe her screen did
maybe
not
she's not.
unfreeze, and we've just lost her. Annie, welcome. Okay,
Scott, I'm here.
Okay, so Debbie, did your screen unfreeze?
Yes, the screen has unfrozen. It looks good.
Okay,
Did
good.
you get the picture? You'll need to check your phone. It's cute.
How deep are you into
And if
Basecamp course?
I am, well, I was really excited thinking I was finishing solutions presentation. I thought, oh, good, I'm getting through that. But then there's all those alternative things that, so I completed lesson 21. And so I will have to go get all those additional things, but I'm through lesson 21.
Awesome. Awesome. Great progress. Okay, let's dive into tonight. Now, you'll remember that on Tuesdays, we focus on achievement foundations right now. And we've hit so far, I think, five of our achievement foundations. We're going to hit, maybe it's only four. We're going to hit another one tonight. And then on Thursdays, we're talking about entrepreneurship coaching, and we're getting our foundation laid there. Tonight, we're going to talk about really two elements. Maybe we'll call them elements. Two elements that are essential for a successful personal development or business organization development. Those two elements start with first an individual trait. And the other, the second element we'll talk about next, the individual trait. It starts with this research. So a study done to identify what individual or personal attributes would be predictive of success for intercollegiate athletes. That was the research question. Are there attributes, personal attributes, that are predictive of success for intercollegiate athletes? So the research study included coaches from all over, asking them what attributes do you suspect, or what attributes would you nominate as likely predictors of success. So you got things like self-control, self-motivation, confidence, emotional stability, athleticism. Can't forget that. So the coaches said, we think that these kinds of things would be predictive of success for intercollegiate athletes. Well, then the study said, okay, now let's go look at athletes and we'll measure the degree to which they possess these attributes. And then we'll compare that against their levels of success. Turns out that only one attribute among these and others that were included in the study, only one attribute turned out to be statistically significant as a predictor of success for an intercollegiate athlete. And that was this one, self-motivation. Now you'd think if it were only one, that maybe athleticism would be the one that stood out, the attribute that was predictive of success. But it wasn't, only self-motivation. I found that fascinating, and with just a little bit of reflection, absolutely predictable that that would be the case, that self-motivation would be the predictor. From self-motivation comes everything else. In fact, when we think about those five P's that John was just talking about, it's the five P's of benefits. And when we think about those five P's, what Abraham Maslow was talking about was all about human motivation. What is it that motivates us? And from those motivations, it changes everything about our behavior. And if it changes our behavior, it changes everything about our outcomes or our results. So only motivation. It reminded me of a poem by Ella Wheeler Wilcox. The poem is called Will. If you go look this up on the internet, you might find two different poems entitled Will by Ella Wheeler Wilcox. Sometimes this one also goes by the name of Determination. But Will, so if we think about self-motivation, I think about this in terms of that poem by Ella Wheeler Wilcox, Will. It is our will that makes all the difference. The poem goes something like this. I might mess it up along the way. There is no chance, no destiny, no fate can circumvent or hinder or control the firm resolve of a determined soul. Gifts count for nothing. Well, that's athleticism. Our athletic gifts counted for nothing in this research study of intercollegiate athletes. It was only will. Gifts count for nothing. Will alone is great. All things give way before it, soon or late. What obstacle can stay the mighty force of the sea-seeking river in its course, or cause the ascending orb of day to wait? Each well-born soul, that's all of you, all of us, we are well-born. We live in a land of opportunity. We have greater abundance than ever in the history of the world. We have opportunity to learn, to develop. And as we talk about in the sixth dimension is the dimension of hope and happiness. We can move to any other reality that we want based on our thoughts, based on our choices, based on our decisions. Each well-born soul must win what it deserves. Let the fool prate of luck. The fortunate is he whose earnest purpose never swerves, whose slightest action or inaction serves the one great aim. Why, even death stands still sometimes and waits an hour for such a will. Well, I just love that thought behind will. And if you study any of Ella Wheeler Wilcox, you will recognize many of her poems, but she was quite a philosopher poet. And I think she nailed it with this poem, Will. That's the attribute. If we're going to have success in this life, individually or collectively in an organization, it starts with that attribute. We've got to have a will. We've got to be able to exercise that will to get involved with Sixth Dimension. We've got to use that will to make sure that we don't let other distractions, negativity, get in the way. But that we don't, that our slightest action or inaction serves the one great aim. As we learn to develop such a will as that, then we can have great success. But I would add the second element that is required. You've got to have a system. Well, one of the reasons will alone is great is because will help us to choose, select, cultivate systems of success in our lives. The truth is, we are all the product of the systems we employ. Sometimes we create systems in our lives out of default. We don't think about them consciously. They just happened to us. We fell into patterns. Patterns became habits. Well, it goes back to what we were talking about before, that old Chinese proverb, sow a thought, reap an act. Sow an act, reap a behavior. Sow a behavior, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character, reap a destiny. That's exactly what we're talking about. Sixth Dimension has this great capacity to facilitate whatever destiny you can dream and desire and pursue with your will. But it requires a system, and that's where Sixth Dimension comes into play, that we give tools, technologies, and systems that facilitate our growth, our development, and choosing the kind of location, new world reality that we want to grow into. So instead of the most powerful systems come about not from default or unconscious effort, but from our conscious choice, from our cultivation. As we cultivate systems of success, then they have this remarkable capacity to serve our desired ends and help us to grow and become. So we've talked about these social systems. Wherever we're thinking about systems for human development, individual growth and human development, they are exactly the same as the systems we would see in Basecamp course, or the elements of system that we see in Basecamp course. So, Debbie, I don't know if you can recall back that far, but if I started you with process, can you give me any other element of system, Debbie Woolley? It might take a courageous leap.
Okay, Scott, I'm sorry.
Yes, you are.
I was across the room eating. Say it again. Another.
Okay, so we're talking about the first element is this will, but the second element is systems. And all systems of human performance start the same place. We capture them in our Basecamp course. We talk about four elements of the integrity sales system. And the first element is process. Can you give me any other element?
I can give you all three of them.
Oh, you are so awesome. Dive in.
Plays.
Yes.
Metric coaching.
Okay, awesome. Now, Debbie, as, because you came so strongly with those, what do you, as you thought about these as elements of systems, anything that has stood out to you about either process or plays or metrics or coaching?
Well, I think they all come together perfectly. It helps it keep it in my mind where I'm at in a process. The plays help me stop and think, okay, this is where I'm at in this process. I have to keep saying this whole thing is a process, and it's okay because I can break it up and learn the plays. I can get someone to coach me, and I can measure myself, which is fantastic.
I just love that. And so process, that gives us this skeletal structure on which we hang the plays, and we use that for the metrics, and we coach against it. So everything about this is driven by that process. It is. It's all about process. Let's see. What about Braden? Braden Earl, are you on? Braden,
yep.
If you could give us a thought about any one of these, process, plays, metrics, and coaching. What about that, any one of those elements stands out to you?
Well, we talked about plays last coaching session, and so that stands out because process and plays kind of go hand in hand. So the plays that you utilize, it makes it easy to know where you're going and where you've been.
You know, Braden, I love that you use where you're going and where you've been, because plays motivate the process. It mobilizes the process. And so that's what advances us. So if we think about process in the Basecamp course, case open, needs audit, solution presentation, adapted solution, closing interaction, fulfillment, and follow-up, well, there's process. But last week, as Braden reminds us, we talked about plays of the case open routine. And we talked about the rapport play, the position play, the benefit play, the proof play, and the schedule the next event play. When we utilize those plays, it moves us to the needs audit. Well, that is exactly why all of these elements, process, plays, metrics, and coaching, are all essential for any system of human growth, human development, or organizational development or growth. So just think about process. What, as Debbie talked about, boy, once I understand that we go from here to here to here, those are the accordion pieces. But it's all sequential. I know exactly where to go. When you get process clearly in your mind, it's like having a roadmap. You can move more confidently. When you can remember even on your high-performance journal, confidence is one of those domains of achievement that you're evaluating yourself on. If you've got confidence, it suggests you understand process, that you understand how to mobilize process with plays. That's why confidence is so important. Sometimes our confidence is misplaced. But the degree to which we can think about systems, process, plays, now metrics, and then feedback from an expert, that is what helps to elevate our confidence that we can get where we're going. We have clarity of vision. When you can have clarity of vision, you can move more confidently, hence you can move more rapidly. That's why this Basecamp course, the lessons in that, shortened the sales cycle for Knox Capital by 66%. So just think about if you can go places faster, with more confidence, with more accuracy, everything about your life means you're accelerating your performance and your growth. Well, that's process. Plays stack the odds of our success in our favor. So think about case open. If we want to invite someone to participate with us in an opportunity meeting at Sixth Dimension or in a coaching session, we've got to engage them. That's what the rapport play is all about. We've got to help them to understand at least just a little bit what the position of Sixth Dimension is. For me, Sixth Dimension is all about personal growth, helping other people, and creating wealth. those three standards are just huge in terms of the positioning for sixth dimension. For me, sixth dimension is all about personal development, helping others, and creating wealth. Well, all of a sudden, in a very few number of words, we've established our position. Then the benefit. What's in it for me? Well, again, that play could have been either a positioning or a benefit play. It works well in both. Proof and schedule the next event. Now we can stack the odds in our favor of the likelihood of someone joining us in a meeting, participating with us there. That's what plays do. They stack the odds of success in our favor. Metrics. Look, we cannot manage what we cannot see. So the first thing we have to be able to do is look inside of the workings and the effects of what's going on. I frequently think of this in terms of the Trojan horses that exist inside of our daily activities, our daily habits, and our unconsciously created systems. Trojan horses, by their design, destroy and erode. That's what they do. But if you can't see them, you can't correct for them, you can't eliminate them, you can't eradicate them. So metrics helps to measure our progress in process and the efficacy of our plays as they move us forward. I always think of metrics as giving me eyes to see what would otherwise be unseen. It reminds me of the work done by Van Leeuwenhoek, who first invented the microscope. When Van Leeuwenhoek ground those first lenses and then looked through them, he recorded in his journal that he could see little beasties. Another word he used was animalcules. He could see little beasties or animalcules in his spittle and sperm. That was the first time that humankind had any notion of life at the cellular level. We had no idea about bacteria. Because Van Leeuwenhoek ground lenses and looked through them and could see little beasties or little animalcules, it changed everything about medicine. No longer was medicine about bleeding somebody out. It was about, wow, we can see that there are little animalcules in there that are doing damage, and we need to be able to eradicate them. Trojan horses. That's exactly what bad bacterial animalcules are. They're Trojan horses doing damage. Well, that's what metrics do. Metrics give us eyes to see things that would otherwise be invisible to us. And when we have eyes to see, it changes everything about our ability to alter performance and elevate. Coaching. You've got to have feedback from an expert, someone that's already trodden the path, somebody that's been there. And I love what Braden talked about. With plays, we can see where we've been and where we're going once we've got process and plays. Well, those four elements, process, plays, metrics, and then feedback from an expert, a coach. Look, when we say feedback from an expert, that does not mean your idiot friend. It means from an expert. Your idiot friend is likely to give you bad advice, negative advice, and fill you with fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Your coach, on the other hand, will steer you aright. Feedback from an expert means, look, let's tweak that play in this way. Let's try it again. Let's execute it a little bit differently. So those are the four elements of a high-performing system. Now let's see. And I'm right on time. So here's we started by saying there are two elements required for individual success and for organizational success. The first is a personal attribute, will. You've got to have that strong self-motivation to be able to be self-directed and self-acting. And with that will, the courage to create a system that includes process, plays, metrics, and coaching. Okay, you can see where sixth dimension comes into play. As we help you with process and plays and metrics and coaching. If you'll bring the will, we can help to create a new reality. It's okay. It will be safe to dream again, to pursue dreams, and to live them to their fullest. That's a very exciting notion. Would you please take a moment, reflect, and write? Where did you have an idea that came to you about your own self-will, or about process plays, metrics, and coaching, or about how Sixth Dimension provides an entire system for personal growth, development, and wealth creation? Again, a great positioning and benefit play. Take just a moment and reflect. 3 to 5 things. What stood out to you? And then, consistent with High Performance Journal, after you've got those 3 to 5 things, therefore, what do you want to have happen in your life? And finally, what 1 to 3 things are you willing to commit to do to make that happen? Okay, take a moment, reflect and write, talk with the people in your own living room as you share and exchange, and then we'll come back and start again right at about 7:30. Thank you. Okay, I hope you've had a chance to reflect and write. We won't get started on the next section yet, but I do want to hear from some of you, maybe some thoughts that you've reflected and written about. Maybe Annie, can you unmute? And Annie, share with us one thing that you experienced or felt or thought about as we talked about these 2 attributes that are essential for our growth, our development, our success, a will and a system. So Annie, if you're there, if you can unmute. I'm not sure.
Can you hear me?
Great. Annie, one thing that stood out to you as we talked about these principles tonight about achievement.
Okay. I was driving, and I have to admit.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. I'm out of breath because I was trying to run into the house so I could write. So you may want to call on somebody else for a second.
Okay, Annie, thank you. John, let's go to you. John, one thing that stood out to you in our little discussion here.
Well, several things did, but what I like about Sixth Dimension, and the reason I mentioned it first, why I came in, is because it resonated with me when you talked about the ability for me to move forward, to empower myself, which I've always wanted and never felt like I had accomplished to this point. It's that positive feedback. It helps. Sixth Dimension basically encourages me to stay focused on what I already want to do, and the positive coaching that you have every week. I've committed to watch every coaching. I won't miss a coaching at all, because that is what spurs me on. So that's my will. My will is to succeed, learning to be self-enhanced, to improve myself. And you do that through I'm in the base camp right now. I think I'm on to the schedule the next event, lesson 6 or 7, I think it is. That's where
awesome.
I'm at now.
Awesome, John, awesome.
I'm going to keep plugging away with that. And that's the whole thing, is that I just love the coaching because you inspire me to stay focused. And I need to listen to the positive aspects, so like you and others. You know, there's too much negative out there and too many people that don't understand, that can create doubt in your mind. So I eliminate those. I focus on those who have succeeded. And that's the program I'm moving forward with Sixth
John,
Dimension.
There's so much I love about what you said, and I hope everybody else picked up on some of these things. Number one, John, your commitment. Remember what we said in that poem, Will. Each well-born soul must win what it deserves. Let the fool prate of luck. The fortunate is he whose earnest purpose never swerves, whose slightest action or inaction serves the one great aim. So what we just heard from John is, I will choose not to do other things so that I can choose to be in coaching. And by the way, John, here's the second cool thing about that. You're exactly right. When we participate in every coaching session, our will just gets stronger and stronger and stronger. Brilliant, John. I love it. Third thing John talked about is base camp course. Look, the base camp course is a fundamental course for you to get through. There are other courses I'm just so excited to introduce you to. For example, the basic finance course that will incorporate some Griffin Hill principles along with some Dave Ramsey principles as we talk about eliminating, eradicating debt and preparing for our future through good money management techniques. That's a course that is just going to knock your socks off, and it's going to be so exciting for you. But fundamentally, we want to get you through that base camp course as a foundation. So John, you're doing the right things. You're in these coaching sessions, and you're exploring the other courses that are available and using your high performance journal against them. I love it. Seth, welcome. Good to have you on tonight. Seth, one thing that stood out to you in our coaching session, if you can unmute and share with us one thought that you had from our earlier Will and Systems coaching session.
I thought it was, well, the poem was really cool, and it said that you can defy death with your will. It just goes to show how powerful that really is. But I also really like what you were talking about with the metrics. Maybe I was wrestling with the girls until a few minutes ago, but it was something along the lines of they're able to steer you or something, give you direction. Maybe we can touch on that a little more, but in my mind, the metrics don't mean anything, or nothing means anything without metrics. You can't measure success if you don't have any way to measure it on.
Yeah, Seth, what a great takeaway, that these metrics really guide us in how we're going to refine a play, or how we're going to adjust or tweak our behavior so that we can accomplish all things that we're setting out to do. Seth, I think you're going to love as you dive into base camp course, and you know, you're not going to get really into metrics much until near the end, as you first work on process plays, and then you'll get to metrics. And of course, coaching is ongoing, and we'll be doing some coaching in base camp course as well on our Tuesdays. Excellent. Jonna, one thing that stood out to you tonight. I'm looking forward to being in Henderson, by the way.
We're excited. We're excited to be there. There were several things. Will was one of them. It's something that I struggle with a lot. Self-motivation is one that I really struggle with. I have a tendency to just kind of be all over the place and just be, and so being focused is hard. I love the poem as Seth mentioned. Things like that just really motivate me. So I really look forward to these coaching sessions because they help keep me pumped, for lack of a better word. It reminds me, and what else I took from it, because you had said at the very beginning, I didn't come in right at the beginning, but talking about our thoughts, because my thoughts, I struggle with those too, negative ones.
Yeah.
And negative self-thought. So just hearing you talk about, you know, our thoughts and putting just having good thoughts and being self-motivated and having will, just those few words, just hearing you say that strengthened me. I know that may sound silly, but it just reminded me of things that I've read before, and it just brings all that back for me. Sorry.
Jonna, what a brilliant insight. And to that point, next week, as we get to a next basics, achievement basics, today it was about will and systems, but next week we're going to focus on, okay, how do you strengthen your will? How do you strengthen a weakened will? What if discouragement or negativity have taken their toll on you, and you are living in a state of weakened will, almost unable to function for some people? How do you strengthen that will so that it gives you energy and action? You're going to love that coaching session. So I'm appreciative as you talk about, sometimes my will isn't as strong as it ought to be. Next week, How to Strengthen a Weakened Will, 6 steps, very simple and yet awesome. Very powerful. You're going to like them a lot. So, Jonna, well done. Look, okay, let's dive in to what Sixth Dimension is all about. Sixth Dimension is exactly as we have described it tonight. It is about personal development. It is about helping other people. And it is about creating wealth. It is from that foundation of financial strength that we can grow personally and help other people even more. It's why we're so excited to get you into other courses. We talked about the importance about systems earlier, process, plays, metrics, and coaching, all 4 elements of systems. There are at least 3 ways that we engage coaching in the sixth dimension. One of those ways, of course, is the live coaching session, where we get to talk about principles, interact about them, and be motivated and encouraged and move on. Second way is our phone coaching tool, so that as you're pursuing a specific goal, and as you invite mentors, people you love and admire, to encourage you, leaving you a message at just the right time, it can be a very powerful way to get a motivational piece. So the first portion of coaching that we described was the instructional piece. Now the phone coaching gives you a motivational coaching piece, but the third, some of you are beginning to experience in the base camp course. And that is, as you try on plays for size, then we can help one another. And one of our AMP coaches, achievement management and productivity coaches, can also be there to give you feedback and ideas and make comments. So that's the feedback from an expert kind of coaching. So you're going to experience at least 3 kinds of coaching in the sixth dimension. 1, instruction. 2, motivation. And 3, feedback from an expert. That's what sixth dimension is all about. Sixth dimension is all about personal growth and development, helping other people, and creating wealth. It's exactly what we've been doing for our clients at Griffin Hill for more than 30 years, where we help our clients to set strategic plans, goals, exactly like you will do in sixth dimension. As you start exploring and as we get in more detail, we're going to explore with you the goal setting tools and systems and how powerful they are and how they change behaviors and outcomes. That's what strategic planning is all about inside the organization, exactly what we've been doing for corporations for 30 years. Training, this kind of coaching that we're doing right now to help elevate the performance of others around their goals. Well, around their strategic plan for business executives who are pursuing their strategic plan. Well, for us here, we set goals, that's our strategic plan, and now it's coaching principles that help us to achieve those goals. That's all an important part of what sixth dimension is all about. And then, of course, finally, elevating, helping salespeople to more skillfully engage suspects and prospects, qualify them for interest, needs, want, decision-making, ability to pay, and stimulate in them an eager want for your product or service. Well, that's exactly what sixth dimension becomes. Hence, it can be personal development, and you help other people, and you create wealth in exactly the same way we've been doing that for our corporate clients for more than 30 years. Well, just think about these 6 dimensions. Would you just do a little bit of a personal inventory as we think about this? Ask yourself, how am I doing on that first dimension, which is health, wellness, and physical fitness? As you think about nutrition, are you giving your body the nutrients it needs, or do you find yourself snacking on junk foods, buying fast foods, and eating sugary foods, as opposed to nutritionally and carefully considered meals? Where are you? As you think about movement, exercise. Are you giving yourself the minimal amount of exercise? Or are you moving in ways sufficient to stimulate oxygen flow to the brain? Look, if we think about Alzheimer's, which, you know, I'm thinking about my age, and I want to make sure that I'm staving off Alzheimer's. As we think about the three conditions that are most likely to forestall onset of dementia and Alzheimer's, it would be, what do we eat, personal exercise, the way we're moving, and we go to that third dimension of social, emotional, and relationship fitness. Exactly what sixth dimension is all about. Okay, so we're thinking about health, though we're staying in that dimension for a moment. What about body composition? Have your eating habits or your exercise habits led you to a body composition like me, where maybe you're putting on a little bit too much girth around the middle? Well, just evaluate. Where in all of any of those things do you have something that you'd like to consider, maybe be a little bit better at? Make a note or two about that. Second dimension, intellect, lifelong learning, and scholarly fitness. Again, study, if we were thinking about Alzheimer's, that's the next piece. Ongoing learning. So as we hit diet, exercise, ongoing learning, and then social, emotional, and relationship fitness, those are things that help us to stave off Alzheimer's. So very powerful. As you think about lifelong learning, are you cultivating an ability to be a better problem solver, an ability to confront the issues facing your world? Lifelong learning and scholarship fitness, scholarly fitness. Three, social, emotional, and relationship fitness. How are you doing in that most primary of relationships? The people in your own family. How is that going? Are there places that you'd like it to be stronger? You'd like your relationships to be stronger? You'd like to do some things to strengthen them? Fourth, financial. If you just think about it, you know, maybe you could score this on a 1 to 5. I'm debt-free, being a 5. I'm in great shape. Or I'm carrying a minor load of debt, or I'm carrying way more debt than I'm comfortable with. What about your ability to manage money? Do you manage your money? As Dave Ramsey says, do you tell your money where to go, or does your money tell you where it's going or where it's gone? Debt relief, money management, retirement, savings, investment. Wealth creation. Where are you with regard to those things? That's our fourth dimension. Five, spiritual fitness. We talk about this in terms of faith, hope, charity. So if we think about faith, it's this belief in a deity, a belief in the divine, belief in something bigger than ourselves. That belief in something bigger than ourselves is fundamental to personal growth, development, and achievement. All the research demonstrates to us that a belief in the divine is fundamental to that second piece, hope, our hope for a better situation, our hope that we can make a new and better reality for ourselves, and charity, helping other people. So we're right back to that same pattern. Well, across those dimensions, where do you have things that interest you, that cause you to say, man, I want to be better at that. I want to work harder at that. So Georgia, I'm going to come to you. If you'll unmute and tell us, you know, you're just this remarkably accomplished woman that I admire immensely. As you think about those dimensions, where are some things that you are really interested in pursuing?
Right now, I'm sitting here thinking I'm way behind. I don't know why you think I'm so accomplished.
I think you are amazing.
My grandson John is here with us, and we were just both of us talking about this base camp course, and we feel like that's the first thing we need to do is go through the base camp course and get that done before we get up there Friday, you know, so that when we come.
Just awesome. Look, Georgia, I love that. That's exactly why that course is there, and it's there first before we get to a bunch of these other courses. Look, the richness of the courses inside of Sixth Dimension is incredible. But Georgia, you nailed it. We'd like you to get conversant with Basecamp course. Because persuasion is fundamental to everything else we do. Even as we persuade ourselves, being able to speak to ourselves in terms of benefit is huge. Okay, Georgia, while you're still unmuted, Johnny B, welcome, dude. One thing that stood out to you so far this evening?
For me, it's just the positivity that brings to everybody and just puts everybody in a just in a way that they feel like things are accomplishable.
Man, John, thank you very much. Very well done, and you're exactly right. That's exactly what Sixth Dimension is all about. It's that life is accomplishable. We can dream again. We can hope. That's the Sixth Dimension. That Sixth Dimension is the dimension of hope, happiness, personal responsibility, and achievement. That's what is so exciting about everything that we're doing here. And so as we learn those principles, that's the principle of natural law. There are natural laws that we're going to cover and teach. That's what Basecamp is full of. Basecamp is full of natural laws of persuasion, of thought, of order, organization, of performance and achievement. Natural law. It's just rich with natural law. And as John pointed out, when we adhere to those principles, then we naturally reach success, achievement, prosperity. When we don't adhere, the natural result is failure, discouragement, frustration. So that is just fundamental to everything that we're doing in Sixth Dimension. Let's start with the simplicity of no. Let's learn these principles and the natural laws. Let's make sure that we're thinking about what we can do. What can we do about it? That's where our will is strengthened. Our will is strengthened when we know things. Our will is strengthened when we act on those things. And when we become. As a result, we become more prosperous, and it strengthens our will and our confidence that we can continue to move forward. That's what Sixth Dimension is all about. It's that first great opportunity to reshape our lives, and to reshape our lives in ways that we become whatever it is we've dreamed of. You know, when we talked about system, process, one of the things we didn't talk about is process. Important to process is know you are here. You know, so if you go into the big massive mall and you want to find your way to a particular store in the mall, right at every entrance there's the big map. And on that map there's going to be a big red dot. And by that big red dot it's going to say, you are here. This is where you are. That's what process does. Once we say, oh, this is where I am, now I know how to navigate my way to that desirable world that I'm searching out. So that's just awesome. I love that pattern. Our first opportunity with Sixth Dimension is to know, do, and become. And in order to make that happen, Sixth Dimension coaches in three different ways. We teach the right principles. We encourage, motivate the behavior. We celebrate and give feedback along the way so that we can recognize what we have become. So coaching in all three of those ways is just fundamental to changing our lives and changing our worlds. That's why, as a personal development and achievement coach, I relish the opportunity to help lift other people and to help encourage them along the way. It's going to be one of the great joys that you have as a personal development, personal development and achievement coach, is to bring others along with you. It's going to be one of the great joys of your life to be able to do that. Well, that's the first opportunity. But remember that we've also talked about that in terms of, we're going to, let me get another color here, we're going to teach principles. And out of those principles, what we want to create are, we want to use the tools. So one of those tools, of course, is your high performance journal. Cultivating skill and developing skill in your high performance journal will be fundamental to your overall progression. And that's one of the behaviors. So in terms of first behaviors, you all heard John Nebuchadnezzar say, first of all, I'm committed to participating in every coaching session because I get a lift when I participate in coaching sessions. Negativity diminishes and I get the lift emotionally and psychologically and in my performance. Well, those are the behaviors. First behavior is the habit of attending coaching sessions. Second behavior, use your high performance journal. And of course, always schedule the next event. Those are our, among our first three behaviors. Well, that leads us to skills and habits. So there it is again. Know, do, be. That's the power. That's the power of sixth dimension, is that it changes my life, your life, individually, our lives. So that's why that positioning slash benefit statement play is so important to me. For me, sixth dimension is all about personal growth and development, helping others and lifting them, and creating wealth. Well, that leads us to so the first part of that is personal growth and development and helping others. And that leads us to the second opportunity, which is helping others and creating wealth. As we invite others into our circle to say, come along with me on this journey, it helps us to lay aside our fears and our anxieties. That social, emotional, relationship fitness aspect of being able to invite somebody else along. Come with me on this journey. I believe this journey is going to take me someplace valuable. I'm brand new at it, so I'm not entirely sure, but I know that if you will come with me, it will be a better journey for both of us. So recognizing early on, as soon as you've felt at all a change in behavior or a benefit from your experience with sixth dimension, post it. Post it to your world. Every coaching session, you should be getting out something. We're asking you to write 3 to 5 things. That should be, those early discoveries should be things that you're posting. I was reminded again tonight about the power of my personal will, and that my personal will, acted upon, can take me to any world I choose. That's a great post right there. Brooke, I hope you captured it and that you made it available to everybody. Start posting early on so you can invite others along in the journey, which is really the second opportunity. So if we erase all of this, we've talked about that first opportunity. It's just getting the coaching in 3 different ways. It's just like getting piano lessons for your children. We've talked about this parent conundrum, that parents are sacrificing everything in favor of the growth and development of their children. They want them to have all the opportunities that they never had. And so they're enrolled in every possible thing that comes along. Drama coaching, piano lessons, dance class, you know, club sports, everything that comes along. The problem is that it's at the sacrifice of personal development coaching for mom and dad. Mom and dad sacrifice their own personal development and growth in favor of that for their children. Here's the big lie. Just like the airplane, where if the cabin suddenly loses pressure and you're instructed to put the oxygen mask on yourself first, not on your child with whom you're traveling, for good reason. When you give up, when you sacrifice your own personal development in favor of the development of that child, then what you've really done is you've disabled the child, because the child no longer has a model of personal performance. They don't know what it looks like. They're going to dance class or piano lessons without a purpose. They're doing it without a goal orientation, because mom and dad don't have a goal orientation or a North Star, a purpose, a direction. And so the child is without North Star, grounding force, or a model of personal performance. If mom and dad start by saying, look, I'm going to get personal coaching. I'm going to get that. And I know that for two of us, and I love the differences here, because we could talk, Seth and Sarah are doing this together as husband and wife. But Georgia and John are doing this together as grandmother and grandson. Partners, business partners, growing together in the sixth dimension. That's the first opportunity. Get personal coaching. Well, consistent with the course that you will get on finance, which includes learn to manage money, make sure that we can get you debt-free, and then make sure that we are investing and saving and investing for growth and for your future and for retirement, creating wealth. So one of the things that we are going to be teaching there is it's important to live within the constraint. So that means if you're going to get coaching, it might take some sacrifice. The other thing that you can do is, so you can sacrifice and or you can expand the constraint. Rule number one here is live within the constraint. But secondly, we ought to think about how do we expand the constraint? Well, at Griffin Hill, as we have nurtured, actively pursued, partnered up with business partners, we compensate our business partners to do three things. We compensate them when they sell Griffin Hill tools, systems, or products. We compensate them when they help other people. And we compensate them when they train. Well, with that idea in mind, it gives us that first opportunity to say, wow, how do I expand the constraint? If I can get compensated for selling a product that I know to be motivational, to be developmental for me personally and others with whom I'm associated, and that I know to be good because of the fruits I'm experiencing in my own life, then I can help other people. I'm going to get an additional benefit because I'm going to be able to help other people when I sell. Well, when you engage in that behavior, we're going to compensate at the rate of a full third. That means $60 of the $180 will go to you as a commission. It doesn't take much then to figure out that if you get three partners in your personal consulting firm, that you will then not only be able to get yours for free, but you'll be able to elevate and lift and encourage them, their growth, their development. You'll save and change their lives, and they will thank you for it forever. But you're not done, because if you're going to continue to elevate them, then help them to do exactly what you just did and exchange one currency, the currency of dollars, for a different currency, the currency of social commitment. Because it is that that currency of social commitment that will elevate all of you to greater levels of commitment. And when you help them in that way, we're going to honor your help by compensating you with another $25 of the $180. Well, next, once you've helped them, it's incumbent upon you to train this person how to help someone else. And when you've trained this person how to help someone else, and how do you do that? Well, you take them to the first experience first. You teach them to recognize, you teach them to use the coaching to become a product of the product, to recognize early on, wow, I got up and exercised this morning because my phone coach motivated me. I chose to behave in a particular way because in my personal high-performance journal, I wrote a commitment to act. I am accomplishing this goal because in my goal wizard, I had great organization and tool set. So number one, become a product of the product. But number two, recognize early on that you're becoming a product. Recognize those very first early signs of a changed behavior, a changed thought pattern, a changed action, and then post it. That's the second part of help. So first part is first experience, guide them through it. Second part is begin to post. Once you've posted, when someone comments, engage them. And how do you engage them? You engage them with your case open routine. When they make a comment and said, wow, I was so excited about that quote that you posted about a personal will can take you to any desired world when you couple it with your action. I was so impressed. Now respond to them. Thank you for your comment. I'm just having such a great experience with this sixth dimension. It really is all about helping me to develop personally. It's helping me to help other people. And as a result, I'm creating wealth. I'd love to talk with you about your goals and your priorities, what you're doing to achieve your own desired world, what dreams you have. I'd love to hear about your dreams. Let's talk on the phone. Well, that's a case open routine. Use it married with your digital marketing plan. Well, train this person to help other people in that same way. And when you do, we'll compensate you with another $25. Now, Mike, are you with me? Did I lose Mike? I think, did I lose Mike? Ah, Mike's with me. Okay, Mike, get the calculator out. So many of you know Mike. Mike is a math teacher. And so I rely on Mike to get this right. But just think, if you got three people and you helped, where did my red go? And you helped each of them to get three people, that's nine people. And then you've got nine people here that all three of them, you help each of them to get three, that's 27 people. That gives us 36 people. And the compensation is the same. So you've got 36 people at $25. Now remember, this is $180 per month. That means all of these commissions are per month. That means when we take 36 and times it by 25, that means we just created a net new $900 in your household income of monthly recurring revenue, residual income that will keep coming to your household. Particularly if you've done your job in the selling, in the helping, and in the training. If you've done that right, you've got a good foundation. And that may be exactly where you want to stop. And you might want to continue to utilize the principles to continue to achieve in other ways, for personal development and growth, to help other people, to build your multi-level business, because this one is not multi-level. But you might have a multi-level business of which you're the proprietor, and you want to put your energies into that. having built that much out and said, look, I've got $900 per month of monthly recurring revenue, residual revenue, that's enough for me. I'm going to go work on my doTERRA business or my Unique business or my Legal Shield business. Awesome, terrific. That's a great decision on your part. And if you want to continue to look for ways to expand the constraint within Sixth Dimension, you could take it to a next step. For example, and by the way, your own goals, your own timing will be different. What I would recommend is that when you make that decision, you make that decision as a commitment for at least 6 months. I'm going to make that commitment. I'm going to become a product of the product. I'm going to recognize my own personal growth and development. And when I do, I'm going to share it and celebrate it on digital media. And when people comment, I'm going to engage them with my case open routine. And I'm going to invite them to share with me. I'm going to invite them to share with me their goals and their priorities as we do needs audit together. Make that commitment and make that commitment to say, I'm going to do this for a minimum of 6 months. I'm going to invest in me for a minimum of 6 months. And in the meantime, just let that piece happen. Well, if you did that, your time frame might be different. It might take you in that scenario to say, look, this might take me 6 months to get my 3, but I'm okay with that because that was consistent with the commitment that I made. For me, I would want to think about, if I'm going to be working at expanding the constraint, I want to do this in 30 days. And that's the simplest case, one person getting 3. That's what I would be working towards, but some will be working towards something that looks like that, and that's okay. But if one can get 3 in 30 days, that means that pattern continues, and one can get 3, and one can get 3, and one can get 3 in another 30 days. And on down to the next level as we train. That would be a 90-day scenario to increasing household budget by $900. That gives expands the constraints. It enhances our capacity. As you get into this Dave Ramsey course, when we talk about finance and growth and wealth creation, number one, more important than just the debt relief or the debt snowball, as Mr. Ramsey calls it, is our ability to earn more, expand our capacities to earn more, change our income. That's what we've just done. Well, if we can do that in 90 days, get 3, there are 4 90-day periods in 1 year. So that means if I times that by 4, I ought to be able to get 12. And just stop there. Just say, I'm never going to sell more than 12 people personally. But I am going to help and I am going to train. But all I'm ever going to do is find 12 people and sell them. Now, Johnny B., and Georgia, that's 6 apiece. You can easily do this in this pattern. So just think this through. 12 times 12. Okay, Mike, unmute because I'm going to need you. You're now on. 12 times 12 is 144. And then we're going to go, okay, that was our next, but now I've got to help and train all those 144 to get 12. Now, Mike, what's my number?
1,728.
And if I sum those together, just like I summed the 9 and the 27 together.
1,872.
And now all of those are compensated at the rate of $25, which gives me a number that is?
46,800.
$46,800 in monthly recurring revenue. Now that's what we're talking about when we say, look, learn to expand the constraints. Financial fitness, industry. So even by the way we name that term, industry, career and financial fitness, what we're suggesting is that we're an industrial lot. We work hard. we're willing to work hard, and we expect to be able to create wealth as a result. Now, what we didn't do up here is 12, we used 3 to get ours for free, so we've got 9 times 60, which gave us another $540. So if I sum those two together, Mike, what have I got?
$47,340.
So that's the monthly recurring revenue that if you said, if you chose to say, look, I'm going to get 12 over the course of a year, and then I'm going to invest the next year just helping and training. This is a 2-year commitment to creating wealth. Now, I hope you understand that this is just the second opportunity. The first opportunity, personal development, personal growth, learning the principles, the natural laws, which if adhered to, will bring prosperity, success, and happiness. That piece, you never want to stop. But you might say, there might be, someplace along the line here, a stop point for how many I'm personally going to sell. But I would invite you to a minimum of a 6-month experiment. Commit to that. Second of all, and by the way, when I say that minimum 6-month experiment, I don't mean just kind of casually sit on the sidelines. I mean the John Nebaker kind of commitment. I will attend my coaching sessions every time. And we recognize that if this time slot doesn't work, you're going to lay out, you're going to choose a coaching time during your day that you're going to get these coaching sessions. That's an important first commitment. That 6-month investment includes, I'm going to become a product of the product. And I'm going to recognize that I'm becoming a product of the product as soon as I change a thought, as soon as I alter a behavior, as soon as I have organized myself to goal achievement. I'm going to recognize something that I learned, a new idea, a new concept in a coaching session. And I'm going to post it. I'm going to share it, and I'm going to celebrate. That's what it means for 6 months. I'm not even saying go to your near associates, but I am saying that when you recognize, you're going to share and celebrate. And when someone comments, you will engage them using your case open routine. So your post might look like something like this from tonight. I was reminded again about the power of will, that I can accomplish all things and create any reality I desire when I combine my will with my action. Thank you, Sixth Dimension. That's what my post might look like. When someone comments on that post, then you're going to engage them, invite. The engagement might look like your case open routine. So if they say, wow, thanks for the reminder about the power of will. Now we're going to engage them. Thank you for the comment. I'm having a great experience with Sixth Dimension. There's your positioning play. Sixth Dimension is all about personal growth, helping other people, and creating wealth. I'm loving it. I'd love to talk with you about your goals. I'd like to hear about your achievement. I'd love to hear about the way you're applying your own will and what's happening. Let's get together and talk. That's a case open routine. So engage using the case open routine. When you get to the schedule the next event, let's get together and talk about you, your goals, and your priorities. Not let's get together to talk about me, or not let's get together and talk more about Sixth Dimension. Let's get together and talk about you. In your 6-month commitment, make that commitment. I'm going to attend coaching. I'm going to become a product of the product. I'm going to post, etc. Well, as you do, you'll be well on your way to becoming a new creature, free and unfettered from the slavery that debt and a lack of adequate income provides. Look, I love our opportunity to be together. I love working with you because I'm hopeful about my own growth and development, And as I share my journey with you, I'm hopeful for your growth and development. Would you take a moment and reflect and write? Where did you hear something tonight that was important to you? If you're here with a guest, a personal development, a sixth dimension personal development and achievement coach, if you're here as a guest, think about what you've learned. Reflect and write on 3 to 5 things that were important to you. Decide, what do I want to have happen in my life? And what am I willing to commit to do in order to obtain that desired state? This is just a function of one of the tools inside of Sixth Dimension, the High Performance Journal. It's a research-based tool that will help you to accomplish everything that you want in your life. Now, Sixth Dimension may not be for everybody. If it's not for you and you're here with a personal development and achievement coach that has invited you, it's okay for you to just say, hey, that was interesting. Thank you very much. I think I'll pass. And they will respect and honor that choice. Now, you'll still see posts in their digital media. Don't let that offend you. And if at some point down the road you see one of those posts, and you say, hey, you know what? I'd like to learn more. Let's talk again. That would be welcome. But you won't offend them by saying, I'll take a pass. They'll still be your friend. They'll love you. But if you're not quite at that stage, you're not saying, no, that's not where I am. You're interested, but you'd like to learn more. Sit down with them. Talk about your goals. Talk about your priorities. Look at the six dimensions and how they're designed to impact life. And then talk about what you're willing to commit to do. Some of you will be ready to say, no, I'm in. I've heard enough. I believe in my own personal development. I want to help other people and I want to create wealth. Then the personal development and achievement coach that invited you tonight, I promise you that they will help you, and I will help you, and the community of Sixth Dimension will help you, and you will get training that you will need to have all the personal growth and development you seek, and the opportunity to create wealth. I invite you to make that kind of commitment. Great to be with you. I'll give you just a minute to reflect and write. And then let's see, John, I maybe want to start with you tonight. I want to hear something that you wrote, and then I'm going to stay and answer questions as long as anyone has questions.
Well, I've kind of mentioned already, I guess, the sixth dimension encourages me to stay focused with positive feedback from powerful coaches like you. My will that I've indicated is my will is to succeed in this by committing that I will attend every coaching session. I'm committed to complete the base camp. And again, I and Cammie are both, and Cammie's here, by the way, right now. She just came back from the Relief Society.
Hello.
So we've committed to move forward in inviting as many as we can. We've done a lot, and we're still continuing to invite to different sessions, to the webinars as they come forth. We want to move forward on this, and as to help as many people that would be willing to come on board to do so. So,
you know, John, you speak of those commitments as you spoke of them earlier. And you all should know that as a result, John and Cammie are having remarkable success. They are terrific performers. But, you know, maybe not tonight, but at some point, I would like to share a little story with you about John and Cammie, who have selflessly helped and trained others when they knew there was going to be no economic benefit in it for them. That's the sixth dimension spirit. This is not a culture of greed. This is a culture of help, save and change lives, personal growth and development, save and change lives, and creating wealth for ourselves and others. And I think John and Cammie epitomize what sixth dimension should stand for. This is not a culture of greed. It's a culture of growth. And John and Cammie, I salute you for that. Seth, one thing for you tonight. I'm not sure, Seth, you're still with us. Annie's got something. Okay, Annie, one thing for you tonight.
Okay, one thing. Oh, it was all really good, Scott. I think the one thing that stood out to me the most was, I'm looking through all my notes. Becoming a product of the product and sharing it. I realized for me in my life that I didn't have those skills as a parent. My children are older. My baby's 19. My boys are older. And I am looking at this now and I'm going, I have this wonderful opportunity to set an example for them now. And for any of you young parents, what a blessing this is. And just the charity aspect of it, I think that's what I have, probably a tiny glimpse of your vision. And I think just the ability to be able to have an income means that I will be able to do more to help others.
Annie, thank you. That was very sweet. Very grateful for that. I'll stay and respond to questions if anybody has questions.
Hey, I'm here, by the way. I'm not sure if you can hear
me. Okay, there's Seth. Thank you, Seth. You please share.
Yeah, so, you know, I've always believed in the product itself, you know, that by applying these principles and being consistent, it can help me with my job. I'm in sales anyway, so this is all great stuff. And I haven't been super ambitious with getting other people to join, and it was an interesting perspective that's the charity side of this is, yeah, I mean, I can do well with this product myself, but if I can also help others do that. And that I didn't look at it that way as before. I looked at it as, well, if they want to, but I think being more ambitious and being more adamant about it really does show how much more I care about them, because they can then reap the rewards I'm reaping.
Seth, I just love your this new understanding, because that's absolutely true. If we stand on higher ground and we say, oh boy, if people see me standing on higher ground and want to climb up and dig up and can get here, wonderful, that's great. But our those of us who stand on higher ground need to reach and assist and leverage and pull. Man, Seth, what a great understanding. Okay, again, I'm going to stay and respond to questions, but let me just share with you one more thing. You maybe have not seen this yet or done anything with it yet. We know that everybody's just so new with the product and with the system that it's hard to learn everything you need to from the person that lifted you up to this higher ground, because they don't know, they're new. So even though we're all brand new, just starting March 1, we're still going to have our first conference, March 25th. And the number one purpose for that conference is so that everyone can be competent as a personal development and achievement coach, so that they can say, I know how to enroll you. I can actually get you enrolled without having to call Cameron. I can make that happen. I can see how the technology works. To be able to become competent at that whole pattern of becoming a product of the product. So we'll spend time on each of the areas, each of the dimensions, so that you get a little bit more of a glimpse about the products and the offerings in each of the dimensions, so that you can become a product of the product. Third, so that you can, as a result of becoming a product of the product, you can start recognizing your own growth, the changes in you, sharing and celebrating them with other people, engaging them and inviting them. So a little bit more hands-on, practical application with the Griffin Hill Integrity Sales System, and some very simple and basic marketing tools. So learning how to utilize the system to enroll, becoming competent there, understanding the product and the six dimensions and what is available there, and being able to do that whole piece of extending the hand of charity to others, inviting them. So March 25th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., 4 hours, and an optional on Friday, just fun, kind of in the health domain, just kind of a fun activity for those who are interested. We've got several options. Some of them are outdoors, and in the case of inclement weather, we've got plans B, so that we can do some kind of active things together, get acquainted, just kind of feel the power of Sixth Dimension. Now, there won't be very many of us. You know, there are less than, maybe it's more than that now, but as of March 1, launch day, there were less than 50 of us, and we know people will have schedules, and it might be 3 people that come. But we'll invite you anyway, because the degree to which we can help you to become competent with the tools and the technology, with the system itself, and with the tools of inviting, then we can elevate everyone. And that's really the purpose of conference. March 25th, with an optional activity on the day before, just put it on your calendar and you'll get more information from our communication and marketing team. Okay, what questions do you have? Okay, if there aren't questions, then I'll just say, John, you've got, I was just going to say, John, I'm looking forward to being with you on Friday night and in Heber at the police station. John, what else, question or comment?
Can you comment on the webinar on the 13th? I see on the calendar there's a webinar at 10 a.m.
Yes, I can comment on that. I've asked our marketing team to move that webinar to April 10th because that's targeted to people, two groups of people, two different groups of people. Anybody outside of the area, that's one webinar, so friends and family that might be outside of the area. It's a daytime webinar, but that's available for them. And then the other one, same day, will be targeted to people who are proprietors of a multi-level business. So I've mentioned to many of you that we've done some coaching and consulting, a little bit for some doTERRA reps and a little bit for some Beachbody reps. And so we're just kind of opening the door for those groups to learn more about Sixth Dimension. So two different webinars instead of the 13th, or the 20th, or whatever day it was, it'll be April 10th. I just asked them to make that change today. And so you could invite people. It'll be during the day. If they're in a multi-level business already, that's the one I would invite them to. Or the other one is just anybody outside the area. I hope that gives you at least a little bit of insight into that one, Debbie. I asked them to delay it in favor of, I want the conference to be a good kickoff for everybody to really understand the product and to be competent with the technology and to get acquainted. So I thought that was a better first priority.
Where is the conference going to be held?
Right here at the Griffin Hill offices. Again, it might only be you, Bailey, and me, but we're going to have a whale of a time together, Debbie. It'll be here. We will serve lunch. So because it's 10 to noon, we're going to serve lunch. We're going to be interactive. We're going to learn about pieces, some of the courses that are available or that will be available in each of the dimensions, just like Basecamp course is available right now in the industry dimension. And then we're going to do practical application of Integrity Sales System and marketing so that we're really flexing our entrepreneurial muscle. It's going to be a delight. So
hey, Scott, on these future courses, will there be certification for those also?
Great question. There will be certifications available for many of them, and you're going to want to gather those certifications. Right now, as you know, the certification for Basecamp course is the same certification that a Brigham Young University student in the Marriott School of Management would get when they take the Basecamp course, or at the Huntsman School of Business at USU or the Washington University of Business. We are in the process, and this is maybe something I shouldn't say, but I've already started. So we're in the process of developing relationships with other universities that will actually likely memorialize your certification into college credit. So you're going to want to gather these certifications because as they're acknowledged by other institutions, you can also pick up college credit for them. So that's kind of fun.
That's great.
Yeah, it's a ways off, so don't get too excited about it. That's going to be down the road. But we love these conversations that we're having now with a variety of different institutions. That's kind of fun.
Okay.
Annie, looks like you're wanting to ask or comment.
Yeah, do we need to register for the conference?
Please do. Brooke, are you on? Brooke, if you're not on, okay.
I'm here.
Okay, so Brooke, how do they register for conference?
We will have that all set up within the next day or two, and you'll receive an email.
Okay, so right now, just save the date, and then when you get the email from, it'll probably come from Cameron, could come from Brooke, or it could come from, well, when you get the email, then immediately go register. There's no fee. There's no cost to this. We are going to serve you lunch, and there will be a variety of coaches and instructors. It won't be just me. And it's we just want you to get acquainted, get together, build confidence with the tools and technology, learn how to access all the great stuff about Six Dimension and at each of those six dimensions, the various courses that are there and that will be there, and to begin to utilize both your sales and marketing skills, so practical exercises. So save the date, and as soon as you get the email, get registered. Thank you. Great question.
Got one more question for me. So my son Michael, he and his wife want to sign up for this, but they want to wait until the 25th for some financial things. If they go ahead, and I don't know, they might cool off before then, but they're excited about it now. If they decide to go ahead and do that, since they wouldn't have been received at one of those, can they sign up that day and come?
They can sign up that day and come. And in fact, right now, Debbie, my intention is that whoever you want to bring, you would be able to bring at no charge. Now, I've said that, and marketing keeps saying, Scott, you're going to have 200 people show up and want lunch, and you're not going to be prepared for it. So just right now, I would say, bring your friends. Let them understand the cool power and of the technology and the tools, what each of the dimensions are and the courses that are available and that will continue to be made available, and as well as, you know, practical application. Even if they're just a proprietor in their own small business, small enterprise, or multi-level activity, bring them. We're going to give them tools that will help them to grow.
Okay, that's great.
Great question. Other questions? Make sure they're registered so I don't get in trouble. Okay,
yeah,
what other questions? Great to be with you all again tonight. Looking forward to our next coaching session, our entrepreneurship coaching session. I think you'll find it engaging as we continue to develop our skills both in sales and in marketing. We might spend a little bit of time on strategy next time, maybe on product. We'll see. So I'm looking forward to that. And John, looking forward to, and Georgia, I'm looking forward to being with you in Hebrew as well. Hey, Georgia, is Johnny B coming with you?
Absolutely, he's going to be there. My goal is to have 20 people there, so.
That just makes me so happy. I look forward to it. Hey, John, I hope you're not offended if I call you Johnny B. It does help to distinguish between you and John Mebaker.
No, I'm used to that.
Awesome.
He's better looking.
He's just
okay,
younger,
if there are no
John,
other questions all. Or comments, I'll thank you all very much, and we'll talk to you again in our coaching session on Thursday.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Baird.
Okay, bye-bye.